James Sagerton, you're next.
Thank you. Bertolt, I want to first pass along congratulations that were offered to you and WBAI at the National Finance Committee meeting. As you mentioned, we are one of only two stations in the network whose revenues went up last month. And we've also taken our deficit each month from around $30,000 to now around $17,000, cutting it almost in half. And that's noteworthy. Also, the fact that in the recent past, you've been working with only three administrative people, where and now you're down to two because Andrea is gone, and some of the other stations have as many as 35, not administration people, but have as many as 35 employees. We have maybe 10 or thereabouts, maybe a little more than 10 if you count the consultants. I also wanted to note that one of the most recent times I spoke to you, it was 10:15 at night, and you were in the station with Bertolt packing premiums, which I was...
With Matt.
With Matt. Oh, I meant to mention Matt. I apologize, Matt. That's right. And, you know, I know you're always working hard. And I wanted to have two specific questions, and one is, do you know, I believe you do, in general, you know which programs have the most listeners, and if there's a special program, you have an idea that that might be popular, or if you run an archive program, that it might be popular, or, you know, whatever other programs you have that you play on a regular basis as far as during Fun Drive. What I'm trying to say is when you play programs that you know are popular, and I believe this is part of your plan. It's something I've been trying to encourage you to do for many, many years now, I think. When you know you have a program that's going to be popular, and you should be pitching right after that program. You know, in the normal pattern of Fun Drive, you do Fun Drive every 2 or 3 months, and it's extended, and it's intense, and it's repetitive. When you spread it out, and you hit the times when you know you have high listenership, and you know from your records that you have high donations at those times, I think it's a no-brainer to do your Fun Drive, your fundraising at those particular times when the audience is large and when the audience is dedicated. It's an audience that is willing to make donations after given programs. So I hope that that's part of your plan to raise more money and, you know, to change the kind of pitching that we do. And I'm sorry, go ahead. I have one other question.
Yeah, well, we're trying. We're experimenting, you know, but, you know, like, you know, because we're so, you know, on the edge, you watch very carefully. You know, if it doesn't work, you go back to, you know, what's proven, you know, to be safe. And try something else. But we're trying that.
I think you know when the programs that are popular are on. So I'm just encouraging you to pitch after those popular programs where you know the audience is large and you know that donors will come in for that kind of a program. And the final question I have is that you know, and I know you know because our Paul mentioned it, and I also know you know because I've discussed it with you at least several times, we're supposed to be making a report to cut our expenses by the amount that we're running a deficit. And as you know, unfortunately, tragically, our Los Angeles station is kind of going off a cliff right now in terms of the amount of money that they're losing. So in order to get drastic cuts at that station, we kind of had to consider cuts at all the stations. And who were running deficits. And so how are you doing with that report? It was actually requested 1 week after a PNB meeting that occurred on June 11th. And it's my understanding that none of the stations running deficits have submitted those plans yet. Are you making any progress? Have you started doing that? Are you, are you at least thinking about it?
Well, can I be honest on this one?
Go
I didn't really pay any attention to it at all. I mean, obviously, I'm aware of it, and I understand it. I don't see how WBI can cut anything. And we did make some evaluation to see if we could reduce certain things. But, you know, basically what we're doing is trying to increase stuff, hoping we get a nice bequest that would put us over the edge. I mean, we're only short $135,000. You know, like we usually do receive bequests of that amount. And so, you know, we are like in July of the year, so we're about the time that we usually, by that time, get, you know, like $150,000 bequests every year, regularly for the past 5 years. And besides that, the PPP loan that's going to cover 2 payroll and 1 more health benefit is going to give us another $50,000. So we may be reducing a deficit by another maybe $20,000. So we'll end up the year with a deficit of, I don't know, $150,000 for the year, which is not good, but compared to what we used to have, $600,000 or $325,000, it's pretty decent. So I was not planning on coming up with any plan. I don't see any plan. You know, I see myself arguing that fact. I'm sorry for the answer you probably didn't want.
Mr. Chairman, make a follow-up?
All right, but I have something on what Bertil just said, but go ahead.
All right, I want to remind Bertil that they're not asking you to make cuts. They're asking you for a plan. So whether it'll be implemented or not is another question. It's difficult to see how WBAI, which has been cut to the bone, and more so even in Texas, how they can cut consistent with the amount of their deficit. So just make the plan, okay? It's not set in stone that those will be cut. And the other thing is, I just wanted to ask you, and if you don't have it right now, you know, I'll get it from you later. I want to ask you to think about what the 6 month deficit would be. We'd have to average. I think about 6 months ago it was 30,000. Now we're down to, you know, almost half of that. But we need an average of that 6 month period. And, you know, perhaps going forward, we can average it going forward back 6 months, and that will make it even better for us. But, you know, we need to come up with that 6 month average. Thank you.
Average.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right, Bertold, said, okay, I lost some of this. You said we were short only $135,000, and you think we're going to have a $150,000 deficit for the year, and you said that's pretty decent. It's not pretty decent. You know, the other stations have been complaining about this for years. Now KPFK is falling into a crack in the earth, and other stations are not doing well. I don't know if you telling other stations that we're going to have a $150,000 deficit for the year and that's pretty decent is going to go over well. So you should think about that. But you said something about $135,000. About it, you said we're short only at 135 now, and then you said something about that. I don't know. I forget what it was. It went out of my mind for a second. But
I'm saying I like usually we get about.
Oh yes, the bequests. Where what bequests can't be counted on. We can't count on people dying and leaving us $135,000 every July. So you can't count that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, there are some things lined up. I just didn't want to discuss
oh, God.
Detail.
I hope it doesn't involve Murder Incorporated.
No.
that doesn't sound good, Virgil. But anyway,
paperwork.
All right.
I'm working on some paperwork, okay? So.
Oh, God. Anybody?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Pat.
All right. Tell you what. I'm gonna move to extend for 4 minutes so Pat can ask a question.
No, this is a very short question. Just it.
Yep, might be a long answer. Okay. Does anybody object if Pat just asks a question and I don't move to extend? Okay, I hear enough. Pat, go ahead.
Max said on Sunday night that we had just gotten another $10,000 bequest on Sunday. Is this true? It would be nice.
Yes, we did, and then that's not counted in here because they wrote the check to WBI radio station, and I went to the bank. The bank did not accept it, so I have to send it back to the vendor. They have to write Pacifica Foundation WBAI. So hopefully I'll be able to process that before September 30th. I already spoke to the lawyer. He's expecting the voided check to go back to him with a letter asking him to write the check in another name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. At that point, we've been called time on. And if there's nothing else, we can go on to our next thing, which I think is set next meeting date. Okay. Okay, so today is... God, Windows 10 is crazy driving. Don't like it. All right, today is the 15th of July. The next LSB meeting is on the 12th of August. Since we're meeting on Wednesdays, do people want to think about like the 19th or the 26th of August? Somewhere in there?
How about the 19th of August so that we can take another bite at the budget as much as we can?
Okay.
Well, any possibility we'll meet in person?
No.
That's unlikely.
Okay.
I'd like to propose that we meet in 3 weeks on, what's that, August the 5th. We have a budget that is supposed to go into effect, and I guess that's on the on the agenda somewhere, but we have a budget that's supposed to go into effect on October 1st. And we're looking at a first draft, and we know there'll have to be changes. So I propose that we meet on August 5th, so the board, when it engages in its discussion of budget priorities on the 12th, will actually, wow, why is that meeting set for 8:30? Sorry.
What meeting?
The LSB meeting on the 12th, why is it set for 8:30 instead of 7 o'clock?
Sounds like somebody didn't push the right button and didn't, okay. I will alert someone to that.
August 5th is my proposal.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to meet next on August 5th. I want to propose an amendment that we meet next on August 19th. Now, in terms of doing these things, we're going to be talking about the timeline in a bit. And if you've looked at the timeline, you see it's different from years past. Instead of starting in April, we're starting in July. So things are pushed back a bit. I would suggest that August 19th will be a good time to do it. Also, in the past, we've always had a problem if this committee met too soon. We get a whole lot of people who really can't meet in just, a very few weeks. So I'm making an amendment to make the next meeting date August 19th, which is a Wednesday. It's after the LSB meeting, and it's before one of the National Finance Committee meetings. And they're not going to need our budget by then. I would propose the 19th. Any debate?
I have a question. When is after the 12th, when is the next LSB meeting? That would be
September 9th.
September 9th. Wednesday. September. So I would like to propose, can I propose another amendment to your amendment? I'm proposing that if we meet on August the 9th, the 12th, then we meet on September the 2nd.
August 12th is an LSB meeting. We can't meet then.
I thought you said August the 12th. Oh, no. September the 9th. Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, we're talking about August, the August meeting. Okay. All right, so any further debate? There's a main motion to meet on August 5th and an amendment to make that date August 19th. Is there any further debate?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there's I think an 11% reduction that we've been mandated, that you, Berthel, have been required to come up with a plan to address, and I think there needs to be discussion of that. I mean, I know we're talking about the new budget and expanded timeline. That means that the budget will be applied after it's effective, not the first time, but not necessarily something should be glorified and repeated. So I still think we should meet sooner rather than later, but especially because we will have to, as a board, the LSB is supposed to be reviewing the compliance with the budget every quarter. And while I know there is no PNB-approved budget, I still think the LSB urgently needs to be educated in a manner that doesn't happen at LSB meetings, but perhaps, which is one reason why I think the sooner we get started on the budget, the better, and LSB members can be encouraged to attend the Finance Committee meeting because they can do a lot more in terms of learning and discussion at a committee meeting, I think, than at a board meeting. So I still think we should meet on the 5th. And as I said, that 11% cut, which has to come, because unless they get the big loan, you know, which can take care of some big debts, things are going to be extremely tight. Things are going to be extremely tight anywhere. We're looking at another COVID wave coming up. We're looking at people not being able to work because they don't know where the hell their kids are going to be, 3 to 5 days of the week. I mean, you know, I think we really need to keep a close eye and tight control on what's coming in and what's going out. And so I think we should meet in 3 weeks rather than in 5 weeks. We don't have that kind of flex in our budget.
Pat.
Yeah. William also.
Pat Logan, go ahead.
Do you think it's any likelier that we would get a quorum sooner, like say on the 5th, because people don't have to travel to the meeting? It's not as long, it's not as arduous. Do you think it would make a difference and make it more likely that we could get quorum on the 5th?
Well, we can't say for certain because this is the second time we've tried this. But I know that over all the years, if you meet too soon, this committee just, you know, doesn't quite show up.
Definitely,
would that have an effect? I don't know.
It's 2 hours less if you don't have to travel.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes. Oh, wait, here Wagon's next, then you.
Sorry.
Yeah, William here. Yeah, I was just thinking... sort of on the lines that Serene is talking about, that, the sooner the better. So if we can manage to get together on the 5th, we might get closer to having stuff we need before the end of September.
Hey, James?
Yeah, I want to point out that we're already a little bit ahead of the game because Berthold has already submitted his draft budget. I believe he's was the first of any of the stations to do that. However, I'm also nervous about not having enough time to get everything done. So I was wondering if we could take a poll right now, since we have all of the current members on the call, could we take a poll of the members right now and see, you know, if they could be on one or the other dates and or why don't we poll and see who can be on each date?
Well, that would be a straw poll, and that's not allowed.
Right.
They can vote.
Okay.
I mean, it has the effect. We have a main motion, and we have an amendment. If people want to, I think everybody can figure out which date they want to meet on. So the first thing we'll vote on is the amendment, and then we all know how this works. We've been through this. So.
Fair enough. If it's not allowed, I apologize.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else? Berthold, are you on stack here?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm calling the order of the day.
Are we at time here? Oh, hell yes, we're at time here. Okay, call for the order. All right. Okay, the orders of the day have been called, and, we're way over time. All right, so we have a main motion, which is that we meet next on Wednesday, August 5th. There is an amendment on the floor that we meet next on Wednesday, August 19th. So is there any objection to meeting on August 19th? There is. Okay, so
yes.
There is. All right, so we have to, let me see, I think I have a form for this. God. All right, hold on a second. There we are, and play that. Okay. All right, one second. And 14, 15, that's the 15, 20, 10. Okay, the amendment is to meet on 8/19. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. The what's on the floor now is the amendment to meet on August 19th. William Heerwagon.
No.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Carl Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza?
Yes.
Berthold Reimers?
You know I don't vote.
You don't, you're passing. I'll come back. Serene Roberts?
No to the 19th.
James Sagerton?
I'm going to say no to the 19th.
Jeffrey Stern?
No.
Okay, going back, Berthold Reimers?
I pass.
You can't pass. Yes, no, abstain.
No.
What do you want?
Abstain.
You're going to abstain. Okay.
All right. No, just vote no.
Stop. All right, so it's 3-4-4 against one abstention, so it does not pass. So now we go to the main motion, which is to meet on the 5th. Is there any objection to the motion to meet on the 5th? If there's none, it will just be it. Any objection? Hearing none. It's passed without objection, so we will meet on August 5th. Okay. All right, so...
I have a question.
One second. Got to record the vote. Otherwise, this will implode. Okay, what is the question? What is the question?
Erin?
Oops, sorry about that. So I have three motions that I wanted to bring, but I see that we've extended quite a bit so that we actually will not get to them if we spend the 60 minutes that's scheduled on the budget. So I'm wondering if we can either cut that discussion to 45 minutes so that we'll have time for the motion, or if we can extend the meeting now to an hour and 15 minutes so that there'll be time for the motions.
I think
if
when
you
get
make a
to
motion
there,
you regarding can... the agenda, you can make it now. It will, of course, require a two-thirds.
When we get to new business, then you can do that.
Right, but I'm saying we won't get to new business. According to this agenda, we're going to spend the next 60 minutes on the FY21 budget. So we will not get to new business unless there's an extension.
Let's do this. Right now we're on the budget, and if you have a motion, you can make a motion. Do you have a motion you want to make about the agenda?
Yeah, I move that we extend to, first of all, can we switch new business with the budget discussion, or?
No, because
new business has to be at the end, I'm sorry.
New business is open-ended, so for a good reason, and so it's in the place where it goes. So your motion is to extend the time for the meeting?
My motion is to make sure we get to the three motions.
All right. Out of order. Do you have a motion to extend time?
My motion is to change the budget discussion to 45 minutes.
Okay, the motion on the floor is to change this item to 45 minutes. Since we're discussing changing the agenda, this is not a debatable thing. And so what we do is we go up here. We're going to go have to vote on this.
May I be recognized for an inquiry?
No, what? It has to be on the vote.
Well, it's kind of on the vote. You be the judge. I just want to know if we've seen these motions. I don't know if they've been emailed to everyone or this committee.
I haven't seen them. Okay.
I was driving earlier. I can now send them. I'm stationary. But,
that's nice. But we're going to a vote right now because there's a
motion
on the
floor. I'm sorry. I was merely trying to answer the members' question.
Yeah, okay. You've answered them. The answer was no, not yet. The motion is to make this current item, the budget item, 45 minutes instead of 60 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. William Heerwagen.
Yes.
Joel Jameson.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Matt Mazza.
Now, let me understand the issue we're voting on now.
The current item is on the budget, and that's for 60 minutes scheduled. The motion of the floor is to make that 45 minutes.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Okay. It's 6-4, one against, one abstention. So we are now going to do timekeeper. This will now be a 45-minute item.
Yes, understood.
Okay. Grab the... Okay, so here we are with the FY21 budget. The first thing we probably need to discuss, I think, is the timeline for this. Now, this was sent out, and everybody has it. We've all been on this for a while. We've seen timelines before. This year, it's a little bit different. This year, because we're starting late, and because there seems to be, like, some bit of, let's try it differently going on. We have a timeline where A is the usual thing of The CFO meets with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork submission, and call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. At the NFC last night, we passed a motion that those two things will be done by email right away by the CFO. And it can be. I mean, certainly the call for budget priorities to be discussed. She just sends the treasurers an email saying, do that. Meeting with treasurers to outline the budget process and all that. Some of that's been done on the NFC, and anything else she is going to do on email. B, the second thing is local finance committees, LSBs, in consultation with general managers / business managers, identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance, a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is high. That part we generally figured is just cookie-cutter stuff and not truly necessary, especially since we would like to get this done sort of by the time FY21 starts. The second part of that, the NFC completes its recommendation on central services formula for the upcoming fiscal year. The NFC voted that we will do that. The deadline for that will be the next NFC meeting on July 28th. So we are hoping, if something doesn't go badly wrong, that we will have a central services formula for the upcoming fiscal year on the 28th. After that, you have the usual things of generating draft budgets and all, and you'll notice that items C through H are, they don't have dates in them. And we decided that since we're sort of going to be pressed for time, we're going to try and compress this and just get it done. Also, in the past, what's happened is that these deadlines didn't get adhered to very well anyway, and there were always complaints about them. So we're going to just try and get through them, get budgets to happen, and not try to micromanage the entire idea, and just get it done. This will possibly result in motions coming out of the NFC that will put deadlines on some of these items, or something like some of these items, later in the year. But for right now, we're just going to try and start getting going. So the next thing is going to be generate draft station budgets and submit to CFO. We have a draft station budget already, so we've got it, and we can start going over it. And it isn't going to be called for terribly soon, but we can start going over it tonight. And the general manager has submitted a draft budget for WBAI. And Bertold, would you like to start talking to us about your draft budget?
Sure. Second. My wife wants me to say yes. Okay, so I'll give you some general ideas. Okay, so first of all, let me give you some general ideas, right? Right now, I have my expenses are saying on my profit and loss as of July 15th are saying 1.165790 million. These are the expenses, okay? If you prorate that, you multiply that by 12 divided by 9.5, it shows you that our expenses is on track to be 1.4 million, 1.472578.02. Okay, so my budget is projecting expenses of 1.499172, so it's about the same. As far as expenses, actually, looking at the wrong down here. Yeah. It's projecting 1.355. So I'm projecting like 100,000 less. So then as far as the revenue is concerned, though, my budget is projecting $1.499 million. My profit and loss showed revenue as of right now of 1.124. So if you take that, multiply it by 12, divided by 9.5 plus or minus, so that's about 1.4. So the revenue and the expenses are projected about close or the same. Those are the same as last year. Now, I do believe we're going to make more money in revenue than last year. At the same time, you know, we no longer have the David Rothenberg theater tickets, and we don't have events. So we also project like a good $50,000 less. So that's the gist of the budget. Now, the most important part of this budget is our expenses are always the same, more or less. Our development director is leaving, and we have to replace that position. We had to make severance provision and all of that stuff. But I'm going to have to, you know, carry this thing until we don't feel the effect of whatever package or whatever deal we made. So in other words, I'm not going to hire anyone until the net expenses that we made is equal to what it would be if nothing had happened. And then at that point, I'll consider hiring someone. So that's the basic gist of it. The revenue is almost the same, and the expenses are almost the same. I hope to make more because, so now this is where we always disagree. I am projecting that we are going to do 25 days per month of fundraising. Now, people are saying this is, like, ridiculous. I'm giving us 5 days of space in between to relax or do the specials and stuff like that, Sundays, Saturdays, and so forth. 25 days per month of fundraising. So, in other words, we're fundraising all the time. Second, we're only projecting to make $4,000 per day. And only doing fundraising 3 to 4 hours per day on an average. I've looked at what we've done lately. It's about 3.5 hours average, and we are close to 4,000 a day, 3,800, I believe, a day. And that's, you know, so Linda and I have already worked on the 52-week schedule of programming / fundraising, where we have carefully designed it so that any one show is not affected. Like the shows now are more affected than in our current model than they will be in the future. Because in the future, you know, we are projecting all of that stuff. So, you know, like if I preempt a show, like for example, a Monday morning show at 9 a.m., that's not going to happen until 4 weeks later or maybe 6 weeks later, depending on how good we think the show is and the prime time, the location and stuff like that. But a show is never going to be preempted every 4 weeks the most. Probably every 6 weeks, some of them every 8 weeks, and so on. And so that's the model. That's the model. I would believe that model is going to keep listeners listening. We try to do 1 hour pitch shows only, not 2 hours or half an hour even, and then that's what we want to do. So with that said, when you look at the assumption, you know, 25 days a month times 4,000, so we are projecting $100,000 a month of revenue just from fundraising. So that's 1.2 million, and that 1.2 million, if you multiply this by about 80%, it will give you. I mean, we always projected 78.3%, but our fulfillment rate is a lot higher than that.
But if we go safe and then you do 1.2 million times 78.3%, you know, then you get $939,000 coming in from listener-sponsored only. And to that, you would add the BI Buddy. I think we projected only 15,000 times 12 months. So that is more or less it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for BI Buddy, we projected 15,000 a month.
Okay. Do you have more, or that's?
That's. I mean, these are the gist of it. For grants and for you know, like these are the things that are controversial. For grants and you know, grants, bequests, whatever, we projected only 35,000. You know, we don't count on the 200,000 a year that we usually get, just 35,000. Any questions?
Okay.
Yeah, William.
Let's start out with. I'm looking at this and.
Point of order.
Point of order. Yes, there's a point of order.
Yeah, when the floor is open for questions, the first person who says their name is the person who's first. Why is the assumption that the chair is always first?
Because the chair is the treasurer, and the chair has to make the reports on all of this. So the chair needs to get in his questions because the LSB will expect the chair to make reports. Nobody else on this committee is making reports to the LSB. So, as we've been doing for many, many years, even before I became treasurer, treasurer is going to go first because I have got to get answers to these questions. And that may also help other people to find some questions they want. I hope that answers your question. My question...
No, it sounds like a personal privilege issue. I think
no, it sounds like you want
to
argue about something and waste time.
For the stack. And
we'll
chairs
get to everybody.
Chairs should put themselves on the stack. They don't just get to speak constantly.
Well, when you run the committee, you'll do that, I'm sure. Anyway, right now, Berthold, I'm looking here and on, what is it, cell AA4, you have listener
uh-huh.
support at 1 million and change and
uh-huh.
for 2021. Now, you're projecting more than that in listener support, it sounds like, aren't you? I mean, you're saying that 20 is going to end up with 1.2.
Yeah. That's the listener support, 1.02.
Yeah, 1. No, you're... Okay, in cell AA4 is 1,022,000 and change. And,
yes.
However... that seems to be different from what you said earlier here about what we were going to get. You're talking about a bit higher than that. So you know, and you say we're going to realize 939. So is it going to be 939? Or is it going to be 1 million and a bit?
It's 1 million and a bit. I have to look at the formulas that have always been there. It's the residual money that's coming in. If you look at the whole budget and then the formulas, you'll see the residual money that are coming in from previous year that they still trickle in.
So that's counting money that's coming in. I mean, how you have October 20.
Well,
set for 84, November 85, December 102. You know, it's not going to keep trickling in for 12 months.
No,
but I'm trying to reconcile this. You have written down 1,022,325 in the budget,
mm-hmm.
and what you've said here is that we'll realize 939 for listener support.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a difference there.
Yeah. Okay, so we are also adding here some money for mailing, you know, like when we send out the mailing to follow up with listeners that are sending checks in. That's about it. Everything else is residual money coming in. So this is just like when Andrea or the person who's going to be doing that sends the mail in, and then that brings in more money. As far as you know, yeah.
So you're counting. You're going to do mail drops. You're saying, is that it?
Well, you know, we do follow up on everybody who hasn't pledged, who have pledged and has not paid. So we do that on a regular basis.
Well, that would just, you know, increase your fulfillment.
Yeah, that.
So that
well,
would make
you know,
your fulfillment higher, but.
Yeah, but since I'm counting my fulfillment at 78.3, this I'm just adding this. You know, in the back end. For example, I'll tell you exactly what I have right now. Copy. As of 2020, right now we have we have 81.436% fulfillment rate. That's including 81.436. That's including as of today, which means that, you know, we not, you know, this month of mailing that hasn't gone out yet, checks that are at the station that have not been posted, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so that would be
yeah.
a difference of 3%. So 3% times, that'd be, what is that, 30 grand? 30 grand, so that'd bring it up to like, call it 970K, $970,000, which
okay.
should be, you know, 3% on top of 939,000 would give you about 970,000, which is still significantly short of 1,022,000.
Yeah. Well, I would look into that and I'll get back
okay.
to you on that. That's a good question. I will go over, what I will do is I will break down those extra money that that is calculated from the mail and stuff like that, and renewals, so that way I can get back to you on that.
Okay, grants. Now, you're counting, what kind of grants are you thinking we're going to get, and how do you think we'll get them? Because we've got, you know, we are hoping we will have an FY19 audit sometime before the end of the year. And what kind are you going to get grants that are not going to ask us for the audit, or are you projecting all of these for late enough in FY21 that we'll have the audit by then?
Oh no, that's before the audit. That is definitely before the audit. We do get a few small grants here and there. Let me see, actually look to see if I can find them. That's also including bequests, by the way, the grant and bequests and miscellaneous. You know, and this year so far, African ones. Thank you.
you're looking for that. I have one other question left.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're gonna hope that the grants are coming in. You're gonna hope you're gonna get grants that are not dependent upon the audit.
Absolutely. I mean, that's including it says grant request and others. You know, so it's $35,000. Yeah.
Grab bag, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, the other one, you have community events. And you have a total for that for FY21 of $43,000. And you say prorated 20 is going to be 1,000, although you've budgeted more. So can you explain that, please?
Well, for the community events, I think I might have to reduce that after what's happening in California this last 3 weeks. But I was projecting that by May, we would be able to start doing some events. So that this might just go out of the thing. So we'd have to lay by ears with that. That might have to go to zero. So that's like,
Yeah. Or maybe we can find a way to do virtual events or something.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm not going to count on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard Hear Wagon. Anybody else? Let's make a stack. Anybody else want to be on the stack for the budget?
Serena on the stack.
I hear.
And by the way, David Rothenberg is still raising money at an average of like close to $5,000 a month. I mean, it's not, you know, theater tickets anymore, but he's still generating a good $5,000 a month. Matt, how much? Like, I mean, Matt, talk to that.
All right, so I have Hear Wagon, Serene Roberts. Anybody else want to get on a stack?
This is Matt. I'll get on.
Matt, anybody else? Okay, so right now we have Hear Wagon, Roberts, and Mazza. And so, William Hear Wagon, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I don't have all these papers or documents in front of me, but it sounds like we got up to about $1.2 million in revenue. And now I think I heard earlier that we're projecting close to $1.5 million, and expenses are about $1.5 million. So where is this other $300,000 to get up to expenses?
Okay, so that's because of, William, that's because we are now doing – we are projecting, like, you know, if that works, we are projecting 25 days a week of fund drive at 4,000 per day, every month. I mean, 25 days a month at 4,000 a day on an average. Yeah. So we are projecting, that's generating automatically $1.2 million. As opposed to the previous model that we had, when we had the budget, let me give you one quick second, the 2019 budget. Budget 2020, the 2020 budget, the 2020 budget, projecting the 7.5Ks. The assumption was that we were going to generate $1 million because we are doing 7,500 per day, 140 days. And here we're doing 25 days a week, I mean a month, $4,000 a day. 3 to 4 hours, so that's giving you $100,000. So it's giving you $1.2 million. So we're talking about here, like, yeah.
Okay, and then, but then don't we have expenses of closer to $1.5 million?
Projected expenses, our projected expenses, this is 2021. Our projected expense is 1.3 million. Total expense.
1.3.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we will have a deficit of. Our deficit would be 134,000 again.
Okay, I don't know how National is going to feel about that, but okay, thank you. It's a little closer than what I thought.
It's closer than, yeah.
Okay. All right, next is Serene Roberts.
Okay, thanks. So I was looking at the employer match, and I don't recall if we've ever, and I know right now a lot of people are unemployed or furloughed or all kinds of things. This may not be the best season in which to push this. However, have we ever done a major push? I don't think there's even a cart that says, you know, we don't take corporate money unless it's money that your corporation is giving on your behalf or, you know, whatever the wording is. But have we ever done that outreach?
I reached out to the board about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, to ask about that. What needs to be done is, we need to generate the list of employers. We'll do that first. And we need to reach out, send an email, and then a correspondence to every single one of the people who donate to us to ask them to tell us their employer and such information so that we can reach out to their employer. And then and understand what form that they use. We can get them the form so that they can fill out the form for the employer matchup. That could increase our revenue by like 15%, but I just can't do it. But that's a good thing to bring up. That generates a lot of money. I do get match up. Some donors just do it automatically themselves, and we get a couple of thousands of dollars of
yeah. I mean, if people are giving us money anyway, they having their employer also give us money doesn't cost them any more. And the lists are available online. I mean, I've seen other corporations, other charities have solicited me asking, for employer match, et cetera. So these things are not so difficult. Because I was looking at, what are we getting? Maybe, did I see 15 per, I'm not looking at it anymore. But did I see like 15 per month? I think we can do better than that.
Yeah.
And also the FY18 audit, is outside audit, is supposed to be voted on tomorrow by the PNB. And I would say that the FY19, are we only to FY19, really? What year are we in? Oh, we're in 20 now. Okay. That if the FY19 audit takes longer than 5 or 6 weeks, we should get our money back from Netta, because they've been in our employees since June or something of 2018. So they were here for the entire fiscal year that's about to be audited, and everything should be in shape considering what their tasks were. So we should soon be eligible for state government, local government, local elected officials granting generosity. So I would hope that we focus on getting some of those local grants. And I would also think that there are opportunities, CPB, even if we're not fully back and eligible for any money this year, but if we do this right, they do special programs for which we may be eligible even if we don't go back to the community service grants right away. And someone should check that out as well. Whether it's a special project, we have an election, a little election coming up in about 3 months. And
also,
we need to...
discretionary fund from the city council members who did give us some money, but we just couldn't cash, so we could go back to them and ask them.
right.
if we have a financial.
Okay, because I don't think anybody wants to hear anything about a $300,000 deficit, so we better find ways to come up with something. Thank you.
Okay, and the next person on the stack is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, wait. Okay. Can I possibly ask another question?
Go ahead.
Oh, I can wait. Okay. In SCA, I see it's zeroed out across the board. So I know we have a motion, and I believe we still have the site plans that somebody's using, and there was a motion to the PNB about that. I have not tracked the motion, which the PNB sent, I think, to financing, to the NFC. But has anyone gotten in touch with you about that?
That's me or Apple. Not, no question. Nobody
no, I was asking you. Okay.
No, none. I would gladly manage it because I don't think it's something difficult to manage. But I'm not in charge of it at all. I think Don Amelie might be in charge of contracting and all of that stuff.
Can I ask Apol I always mispronounce your name. I don't know if it's Sagatin or I always mispronounce it. I always feel as though I'm mispronouncing it. Sagatin, what they know about the status of the SCA motion that the LSB sent out?
It has been referred from the PNB to the NFC, and it's sitting there while the NFC takes up various things. We had stuff hitting us all of a sudden, and we had CPB emergencies, so we'll get around to it at some point, I'm sure, but it doesn't look like it's the biggest priority on the NFC at this point in time.
James Sagatin, can I ask a question, a follow-up on that?
Go ahead, sure.
Okay, so I know that KPFK lost their vendor, which is a big hit to the national budget. Unfortunately, KPFK was never getting the money anyway, but it's still a big hit to the foundation overall. So since you are the chair of the NFC, and since if stations are going to be allowed to keep the money that these SCAs generate, it would be good for them to know that and for there to be a national professional involved in the leasing. Is it possible that you can bring this up add this to the next NFC agenda so it doesn't just sit there and die?
It was on the NFC agenda. We're meeting now twice a month, which is double, I think, the amount that it was last year. And
no, it's been twice
it was,
a month for a while.
Okay. It was on the agenda 3 weeks ago, three meetings ago, rather, and we didn't get to it. So it probably will be on the agenda at the next meeting, yes.
Well, you make up the agenda, that's what I'm saying. Can you get it onto the agenda?
Well, I do make up the agenda, but, we had a week where KPFK had a crisis and we had to deal with that. And as hopefully we will be able to do that. It's, depends on developments. But, yes, that is my plan.
Okay, because we could use the money. Yeah. Thanks.
Let me interject here. I'm not going to guarantee anybody that thing's going to pass in the current atmosphere at Pacifica. So just that. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, but if we don't bring it up, it definitely will not pass. It'll just sit there and die again. So let's not do that.
May I inquire, are we talking about the motion to give the stations credit for the SCA money, but it still goes to the national office? I thought I heard you say we would get to keep the money at the station.
Well, if it goes against what we would otherwise pay, it has the same effect. We get the benefit of the
fungible. I understand.
Thanks.
Okay. Next, I have Matt Mazza.
Yes. Okay. Just a commentary. With the premiums, you have many more now items that you can produce here in house, mainly by me. And it seems that David Rothenberg.
Matt, hold on a second.
Matt, yes, it's because
it's very hard to hear. You're like underwater. Are you doing something with the phone?
Oh, okay.
That's much better.
That's better.
Okay, I'm just talking closer into it. We have many more premiums that we can make in-house. You know, Dr. Ali's, natural medicine. It seems a large percentage of the premiums going out are things we can do. Now, David Rothenberg, in the past 2 days, Saturday, he must have made over $4,000. These are all the, he gets his books, but he gets them in a timely fashion. I go and pick them up, and I pack. He has several CDs that he works with, and I can produce those. So there's no waiting. So people are having heart attacks. Wow, they're calling up David. It came in a week. It came in 3 days. I'm wondering now if the money we're making on these exceeds what is coming in from the other premiums that we have to order, like Boku, these powders and stuff like that. But it seems we're going up. We're getting much more revenue. I mean, I count thousands of dollars. When I send these out, it represents thousands of dollars of contributions. Natural medicine is $150 a pop. The African History Pack, working on now, we have about 150 of those, and it's $125 a pop, three DVDs. Do the math. That's a significant amount of money. And it would be interesting to see how it compares, because it doesn't cost us much to produce. These powders, we have to pay a lot of money for them. They're not cheap. And there's always a problem with these things where people have to get downloads, you know, do workshops. And I'm always getting calls. I didn't get the email. I didn't get it. It doesn't work. I can't get it on. So that's my commentary. So that would be a question to Bertha.
Well, I have an answer for that.
Okay.
Okay.